Some breaking news this afternoon. ABC has canceled the reboot of the hit sitcom Roseanne after its star, Roseanne Barr, sent a racist tweet today about a former aide to President Obama, Valerie Jarrett. In a statement, the president of ABC Entertainment wrote, "Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we've decided to cancel her show." Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, first, the tweet was in response to a tweet about WikiLeaks. Someone had responded with a tweet about Valerie Jarrett, to which Roseanne responded, quote, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ." And there was immediate backlash, including from people on the show.
Yes. Wanda Sykes, who the comic, stand-up comic and noted sitcom star, Wanda Sykes, who was a consulting producer on the show, sent out a tweet saying that she would not be returning to Roseanne when it comes back, when it was expected to come back in the fall. And, you know, I can't tell if she was saying that she was quitting in the wake of this, or if it was more her saying, hey, I'm not associated with the show anymore. Don't, you know, associate me with what she just did. And then the entertainment president of ABC, Channing Dungey, sent out a statement saying that Roseanne's comments were, quote, abhorrent and do not reflect the beliefs of our cast or crew or anyone else associated. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a statement from Sarah Gilbert, who was executive producer on the show. She sent out a tweet where she said that those comments were abhorrent and do not reflect the beliefs of our cast or crew or anyone associated with our show. So there's been a lot of immediate backlash to this.
Now, this show has become very political. Roseanne Barr is a vocal Trump supporter in real life. So was her character on the show. Here's a clip.
How could you have voted for him, Roseanne?
He talked about jobs, Jackie. He said he'd shake things up. I mean, this might come as a complete shock to you, but we almost lost our house the way things are going.
Have you looked at the news? Because now things are worse.
Not on the real news.
And President Trump himself has praised the show's ratings. Here he is at a rally in March.
They were unbelievable. Over 18 million people. And it was about us. They haven't figured it out. The fake news hasn't quite figured it out yet. They have not figured it out.
Eric, how significant is this cancellation, given the attention it's gotten from people like President Trump and the fact that over 18 million people watched it each week?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that the ratings were so high. I mean, it was vying for the Big Bang Theory to be the most watched show in the TV season that just ended. And to have the network react so swiftly, as you mentioned, this controversy erupted earlier today. And, you know, within hours, ABC had sent out a statement, the entertainment president, Channing Dungey, saying, you know, this is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we have decided to cancel her show. It was a tremendous surprise. I really thought that ABC might try to find some way to weasel past this. The networks just held their upfront presentations for advertisers in New York City, and Roseanne was a big part of ABC's presentation, and you got the sense that they were going to showcase this series because it had done so well, and now they have canceled it within hours of this scandal emerging.
And Roseanne tweeting that she apologizes to Valerie Jarrett and to all Americans. We'll continue to follow this story. Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, thank you.
Thanks for having me.